All right, Jabo say, good morning, good morning. Let us begin a good tavach. Hopefully everyone had a beautiful and restful Shabbos. A great zuchus Baruch Hashem to begin another week of learning together. Start by with all of the Talmud Torah sponsorships. Talmud Torah sponsors for the month of Kislev, Joshua Becker Friedman, in commemoration of the yahrzeit of Josh's father, Yisrael Yehuda ben Harav Chaim Rafael, for an aliyah for all of those who were murdered on Kiddush Hashem, on Simchas Torah of this year in Eretz Yisrael, and for a safe return of all of our chayalim and our hostages. Semi and Malka Estherson, in the memory of their parents, Hinda Bas Henech Ephraim, Yitzchok Leib ben Aaron HaKohen, and Sarah Rachel Bas Baruch Avram. The Pepper family, in memory of their brother and uncle, Yosef Pepper, Yosef David, Ben Yaakov, Zichrono Livracha, and our week of learning sponsors, Doug and Gail Stanger, in memory of Doug's father, Shraga Feivel Ben Moshe Aaron Halevi. And again, if we dedicate as a shir, Le'ili Nishmas, Master Sergeant Elio Michal Harush, we open under the merit of our Talmud Torah. All of the neshamas will have an aliyah, the families in Nechama. And of course, a thank you as well to Yoni Frager for sponsoring the pastries today. Right? Am I correct in that? Good. Sponsoring the pastries today in honor of his birthday. And tremendous, tremendous. This is the never-ending birthday. It's Yoni's Jubilee year. Baruch Hashem. So, Yoni Shkachi. Truth is, Yoni, you can never get too many brachas. You never get too many brachas in life. So if you're the guy who, to every time somebody sees you, they wish you a happy birthday, that's fantastic. I'm a kind of you.
Every time they wish me a happy birthday, age another year, and that's why I'm stressed
out. Or I was going to say, every time they wish you a happy birthday, you make another donation to the shul. That's what I think that might be. Jeremy will swipe your card. He's sitting right in front of you. Hell day, all good. Halavai, Mir Hashem. Every day should be your birthday. Every day should be with Hatzlacha and Mazla. Meva Esim Shanim Tovos. All right, so with that, let us begin. If you have an incredible daf today, today's daf is Lamed Aleph. We are picking up Baruch Hashem at the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Mishnah says, Shnei Kadarim, Shai Mahalchin Zachar Zeh. So we'll say, so again, we have an interesting case over here. 31a at the Mishnah. So Shnei Kadarim, Shai Mahalchin Zachar Zeh. Two people, potters, literally, right, a kedera is a pot. So two people holding earthenware vessels, call them potters, are walking one after the other. Now we'll say, now this is in Rosh Hashanah, public domain, just a regular Sunday. Two potters walking one in front of the other, Reuven and Shimon, what happens? So the Gemara says, V'niska l'yishlom benafel. So now here's where it gets interesting. So Reuven, the first guy, trips, falls down, and then as a result, V'niska l'ashini berishon. And then again, Shimon, the second potter, ends up tripping over Reuven. So what's Talacha? Harishon chayiv b'niska hasheni. Ultimately, again, the first guy, Reuven, is chayiv for any damages done to Shimon. The Rabbi said, now this is interesting. So again, this Bosa, you just understand, this is going to have major ramifications, right? You could just take, you could replace potters with what? Drivers. Right? Replace potters with drivers, and we're going to run into the same exact scenario. So again, Reuven, Shimon, Reuven in front, Shimon behind him. Reuven trips, ultimately falls. Shimon trips over Reuven, Mishnah Paskins. Reuven is chayiv for all damages done to Shimon. All right, so let's analyze this. It says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Lo tema, mastis Rabbi Meir hi. Shabbos says, so first wide line. Now remember, at first glance, you say to yourself, oh, one second. We've actually had this discussion already. What is this discussion, Rabbi Yochanan? We had this. We had it last week. What was the discussion? Niskal poshea. Is someone who trips considered to be negligent? Right? So bepashtos, that's what this seems to be. So Gemara says, at first, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, not necessarily. Lo tema mastisin Rabbi Meir hi. This does not have to necessarily reflect the view of Rabbi Meir. There are niskal poshea, who holds that one who trips ultimately again is negligent. The chayiv. So obviously, Rabbi Meir would agree with this Mishnah. Right? So Rabbi Meir, who holds niskal poshea, that one who trips is considered to be negligent, obviously the Mishnah makes sense. So therefore, when Reuven trips and ultimately falls down, tripping is negligence, and therefore when Shimon trips over Reuven, Reuven will of course be chayiv for any damages. Fine. The Rabbi Yochanan takes this a step further. Alafilu Rabbanan. Even according to the Rabbanan, the Amri Anasu Upater, watch this. Even according to the Rabbanan, who normally say that in a case of tripping, ultimately niskal is anus, tripping is an ones, never upater, and therefore I will say in general, halacha l'maisa, when you trip and fall, if someone else trips over you, technically speaking, you could be pater. So what's happening over here? Hacha chayiv. Why? Shahayilo la'amod v'lo amad. Because we'll say, what happened over here? Reuven tripped. The act of tripping, ultimately, again, is not negligence. The act of tripping could be ones. Aye, so if it's ones, if it's considered in circumstances, then why is Reuven chayiv for subsequent damages when Shimon trips over him? And the answer is, Reuven had the opportunity to stand up. Shahaya lo la'amod v'lo amad. He should have stood up, and ultimately, again, he did not. And we'll say, just pause here for just a second. And let this swirl around your neshama a little bit. What an overwhelming and incredible yisod. Sometimes niskal anus. Sometimes we're both say we trip in life, and we fall down. Talking about on a spiritual level. And I will say sometimes it could even be an ones. There are times in life where ultimately, again, I trip spiritually, I fall down spiritually, and the truth is, it's not because I did something premeditated, it's not because I gave in to my taivas, it's sometimes things, circumstances happen in life that throw me down to the ground. So now I'm down and out. I didn't do it, I didn't put myself there, but circumstantially, this is where I am. There may not be liability for falling down, but I will say, but there absolutely is liability for staying down. No liability. Now again, I want to be clear. Sometimes in life there is liability for falling down because I made myself fall. I created those circumstances. But sometimes, we know that there are situations in life where I trip, I fall, not because of any negligence, not because of any pshia, but simply because of an ones. There may not be liability for falling down, but there's absolute liability for staying down. Because in Yiddishkeit, the mantra is, you fall, sheva yipol tzaddik v'kam. The tzaddik, even the tzaddik falls down. And the tzaddik falls down multiple times. But what makes the tzaddik? So I'll say, people may have this mistake. People think that the greatness of the tzaddik is that he never falls. Shlomo Melech says, ein tzaddik bar tzachol yechta. The most righteous person sins. Everyone sins. So what makes the tzaddik? Whereas most people, once they fall down, stay down. Sheva yipol tzaddik v'kam. The tzaddik gets back up. That's what makes a tzaddik. Tzaddik is a person who, after he fails, finds the courage to get back up. So the Gemara says, you fall down, that might be an ones. Shahaya lo la'amod v'lo amad. So where is their liability? When you could have gotten up, but you did not get up. In the aftermath of life failure, Rabbi said, we have one simple mandate. Get back up. Failure to get back up, that's what creates liability. Incredible. I would say, it's like 5 minutes into this year and it's Sunday. And these are the life lessons. Can you imagine the week we're going to have? Incredible. So I'll say, Rabbi Yochanan wants to understand the Mishnah as follows. Rabbi Yochanan wants to understand the Mishnah like this. Reuven and Shimon are walking. Reuven's walking first. Shimon's walking behind him. Ultimately, Reuven falls down. Now again, Rabbi Yochanan says, even according to the Rabbanan, who hold that niskal is ones, so tripping and falling down is extenuating circumstance. So then why is Reuven liable when Shimon subsequently trips over him and is injured? Because Reuven should have gotten up. Reuven hayalo la'amod v'lo amar. He had the ability to get back up. He didn't get up. Therefore, when Shimon subsequently trips over him, he's going to be chayiv for damages. Next. Rav Nachman says, afilu tema lo hayalo la'amod. Nachman Yitzchak takes it a step further. Even if Reuven couldn't have gotten back up, there's still liability for Reuven. Why? Listen to this. Haya lo lahas here, velo his here. I will say, what should he have done? When Reuven fell down, what should he have done? He should have gone ahead and warned Shimon Binden, right? I've fallen and I can't get up, right? And he wasn't wearing his medical alert bracelet, right? So Lamaisa, again, even if Reuven couldn't get up, so Lamaisa, again, he had an obligation. You know what's interesting? You know how you see this? And I don't know why we don't have this in America. You know how in Eretz Yisrael, that when somebody, when your car breaks down, you pull over to the side, right? If you put on a reflective vest, right? It's such a good chav. I don't know why in America we don't have that. Like every car should just have a reflective vest, a little flare thing over there, right? And that way, again, you know, you warn people, right? It's a dangerous thing sometimes. You see people, right? You're driving on the highway, and again, people are pulled over to the side. And the truth is, especially if it's dark at night, lav dafka that you see anything. So Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak says over here something amazing. He says, Reuven, even if you can't get up, you could call out a warning. I will say, it's actually interesting, by the way. What do you also see from here? What you see from here is that halacha lemaisa, even with pedestrian traffic in Rosh Sarabim, you're still obligated. I remember from your driver's ed days that you're supposed to maintain a certain car length, right, in between, I don't know how many it is, right? One car length, right?
Per 10 miles.
Yeah, no one listens to that. Right, but myself again. Okay, fine. But the point is, the idea, one car length per 10 miles?
Per 10 miles per hour.
You'll never get anywhere. All right, whatever. Okay, whatever it is. The point is the chachma of it is there, right? The idea being that you can't be tailgating someone because if something happens to them, then again, you have no... So it's actually interesting. So from a Nachman's statement, this appears to be true even with pedestrian traffic in Rosh Sarabim. Because we're all saying, Rav Nachman is saying is even if Reuven can't get up, Reuven could call out a warning. Now, obviously, a warning presupposes that what? That Shimon has time to react, which presupposes that Shimon, you know, is not right on the tail, so to speak, of Reuven. So interesting. Again, so we'll say that's from Nachman Yitzchak's idea. So two different opinions. We'll say, so therefore, you know, Rabbi Yochanan telling us that Halacha Lemaisa. We'll say, now to be clear, if you're going like Rav Meir, then Niskal Posheya, that tripping is negligent, then the Mishnah doesn't really require any further explanation. Right? Reuven trips, that's negligence. The moment that Shimon trips over him and is damaged, ultimately, of course, Reuven is going to be chayiv. What's interesting is, both Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak are trying to align the Mishnah even with the Rabbanon. See, even the Rabbanon who hold that Niska Lav Posheya, that ultimately tripping is not negligent, they were still hold that ultimately Reuven is chayiv. Why? Why? Because Lamaisa again, according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Reuven had the ability to get up, but he didn't. Or according to Rav Nachman, that was Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Reuven could have called out a warning, and his failure to do so ultimately results in liability. Incredible. Suppose let's analyze this a little bit. Tanan, Haya Bal Kora Rishon, O Bal Chov Sacharon. Suppose another case, another Mishnah. We'll see this. We'll see this on the days. Right, it's good. Haya Bal Kora Rishon, O Bal Chov Sacharon. So we'll say, imagine the following case. Same case, Reuven and Shimon were walking behind each other. Reuven is holding a beam. He's walking first. Shimon is holding a barrel behind him. So what's the halacha? Bala chavis achron. Nishpara chavis bekora pater. So both say, so now the case over here is, let's say, Reuven's beam smashes Shimon's barrel. So what's the halacha? Pater. So both say, because the assumption is what's happened over here, that Shimon is tailgating. Right? Shimon is tailgating a little bit. So if you're tailgating, you are responsible. Vim amat balkora chayiv. But if Reuven, who's holding the beam, if Reuven just like stops in Rosh Sarabim, bless you, and then Shimon smashes into him and breaks the barrel, then ultimately again Reuven will be chayiv. Okay, so now let's pick apart this case. My love sha'amar the kasef, the archeu. Now we'll say, why did Reuven stop? So if Reuven stopped to adjust the beam on his shoulder, the kasef, so we'll say, that's normal. In other words, we'll say, it is common that people stop for a couple of moments in Rosh Hasharabim to adjust their load. That's why you can't tailgate, right? You have to go ahead and you have to give room. So if we're talking about a case where Reuven stopped to adjust the beam, that's ultimately, again, right? I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Kisha'am al-lafosh, I will say, means when Reuven stopped to rest. Let me just say this outside for just a second. It is normal to stop for a moment to adjust your load. It is not normal to stop to rest. Now let's say, I'll give you a simple example. Like when you're driving, so it may be normal to slow down. What's not normal is to say, oh, I'm so tired, let me just stop in the middle lane, right, for a couple of moments to rest. So I would say, so therefore again, it's the same yisod over here. To stop for a moment to adjust your load or surabim, that's normal. To stop to rest, abnormal. So watch this. So kisha amad lafosh. So what's the case where if Reuven stops, Reuven is going to be chayiv? That's where he stopped to rest. He stops to rest, Shimon slams into him. Ultimately, again, there's liability for Reuven. Aval amad l'kasef, what happens if Reuven stopped to adjust his load, which Rabbi say is normal stoppage. Mai, what's talocha? Pater. Ultimately, Reuven will be pater. Why? Because Rabbi say that's normal. And remember, Shimon, who's walking behind Reuven, has to take into account that there may be a moment where Reuven stops to adjust his load, and therefore Shimon has to be careful not to slam into him. To which the Gemara says, if that's the case, at the Tani Seifa, I will say, look at the end of that Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? At the Tani Seifa, Vim Amar Lo Lebala Chavis Amod. So we'll say, ultimately, again, if Reuven called out to Shimon, stop. So Potter, ultimately, Reuven is going to be Potter for any subsequent damages. Well, if that's the case, Liflo Velisne Bididei. Why not make a simpler distinction? So ultimately, again, when do we say that Reuven is chayiv if Shimon's barrel breaks against Reuven's beam? Sha'omed lachosh, when Reuven stopped to rest. But if Reuven stopped for a moment to adjust his load, then ultimately, again, it'll be Potter. So why not just make that distinction? To which Gemara says, you're right. Hakamash malon da afagav da amud lafush. Listen to this, Rabbi Yosef, because the Mishnah is going to introduce something additional to me. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that if Reuven stopped to rest, which Rabbi Yosef again, normally, if you stop to rest, what's the halacha? You, the rester, are chayiv for any damages, because that's abnormal. But listen to this: in the case where Reuven did stop to rest, ki ka amar lo labala chavis amud pater. Wow. Rabbi Yosef, watch this. What we're coming to be taught is the following. That even though normally, if you stop to rest and there's subsequent damages, is going to be liability. But I will say, if Reuven stopped to rest, but he called out to Shimon, stop, I'm resting for a few moments, and Shimon keeps going and there's liability, Reuven is Potter. So I will say, isn't that interesting? So there's two cases over here. So case number one is if Reuven stops to adjust the load and Shimon slams into him, Reuven is Potter. Why? Because that's on Shimon. Shimon's got to know that ultimately, again, Reuven is going to be stopping at times to go ahead and adjust the load. That's case one. Case two is even if Reuven stops to rest, under normal circumstances, there'd be liability if Shimon slams into him. But if Reuven calls out and Reuven says, stop, gives Shimon enough notice to say, I've stopped over here, like essentially puts on his hazards, right? Puts on his hazards and calls out and says, stop, and Shimon still keeps coming, Reuven is Potter. Incredible. Tashma was another case. Hakadarin v'hazagogin. Shema halchin zeachas. That's supposed to say. So kadarin are people with earthenware utensils. Zagogin are people with glass utensils. So these people are walking in shsarabim. Mahalchin zeachas. So we'll say same case. Reuven is walking in front. Shimon behind him. They're both carrying earthenware vessels, or for that matter, they're both carrying glass vessels. So what's the halacha? Niskal harishon v'nafel. Reuven trips and he falls. V'niskal hasheni berishon. And then Shimon trips and falls on Reuven. Oh, now watch this. We'll say v'niskal hasheni berishon. So we'll say now it gets better. Hashlishi b'sheni. And then we'll say what happens. Guess who's joining the party? Right, Levi. Right, Levi's joining the party. Also, and Levi trips over Shimon. So pile up. We'll say pile up. Right, Reuven. So again, Reuven goes ahead and trips. Right, falls. Shimon trips over Reuven, and Levi trips over Shimon. Okay. What's going on? Let's see. Here we go. Reuven chayiv b'niske sheni. Rishon chayiv b'niske sheni. So we'll say, so Reuven is going to be chayiv ultimately for damages done to Shimon. Okay. V'sheni chayiv b'niske shlishi. And Shimon is going to be chayiv ultimately again for damages done to Levi. So one is chayiv for two. Two is chayiv for three. Okay, well, let's analyze this. However, v'machmas rishon naflu. So we'll say, but however, if it's clear that this entire event, right, this entire pileup was caused by Reuven, then what? Then risho chayim beniske kulam. Then Reuven's chayif everything. Interesting. Fine. So v'mhizhiru zeze, but we'll say, if each of them warned the one behind him. So Reuven warned Shimon. Shimon warned Levi, but yet they still tripped over each other. Pturin. So that means that one is potter for damages to two, two is potter for damages to three. Okay, so we'll say, so now, all right, let's unpack this. My love, shelo haya lahen lamod. My love, shelo haya lahen lamod. That will say, are we not talking about a case where Reuven fell down and there wasn't a chance for him to get up? And so too, when Shimon fell down, Reuven fell down and there wasn't the opportunity to get up before Shimon tripped over him. And similarly, Shimon fell down and there was an opportunity for him to get up before Levi fell over him. The Gemara says, "Lo, shahayu lahen la'amod." No, the case over here is Rabbi Osai, where when each of them fall down, they had the ability to get back up. Avalo hayu lahem la'amod. But Rabbi Osai, if they would have fallen down but not had the chance to get up, what would be the halacha? My potter, Levi potter. Because Rabbi Osai, then that would be a complete case of onus. Remember again, Rabbi Osai, we're going with the idea that not like Rabbi Meir, like the Rabbanon, that niskal is lav posheya. right? That ultimately, again, the falling down is not negligence. And therefore, Rabbi said, the Gemara is suggesting over here, they were talking about a case where Allah Chalamayim said each of them could have gotten up. I'm sorry, Shaila and Lamot. So Allah said, but ain't the Chanami in a case where they could not have gotten up, then there would need no liability. There'd be no liability. If that's the case, Ihachi, Adetani Seifa, then let's look at the Seifa. If they warned each other, as Reuven warned Shimon, Shimon warned Levi, then Potter, then ultimately again, I will say there'd be Potter. If that's the case, why do you even have to introduce that? Lift no Velisne Bididei. Instead of us, I make the following distinction. When is their liability one for two and two for three? Shahaya Lahen La'amod. When they had the ability to get up, but failed to do so. But if one didn't have the ability to get up before two tripped over him, and two didn't have the ability to get up before three tripped over him, then what? So the Gemara says, Pturin, ultimately another Shuri Potter. So why not just state the case like that? Hakamash Malon, the Afagav, the Hayalahen Lamot, Ki Esiru Zed Zed Pturin. Because Rabbi Osei, we're trying to introduce a new halacha. That even in the case of Osei, where what? Even in a case where the person who fall could have gotten up, if he didn't get up, but he still gives a warning, that also exempts him from liability. So Rabbi Osei, this is very important. So again, Reuven falls down, right? And now remember again, Reuven has the ability to get up. So in a general sense, we would say that if Reuven falls down, which is not act of negligence, it's shogeg, right, or ones. Reuven falls down, he has the ability to get up. So generally we would say if Reuven doesn't get up and Shimon falls over him and gets injured, what's the halacha? Chayiv. Because Reuven, now we'll say, however, if Reuven didn't get up, but Reuven did call out the warning, that warning absolves him of future liability. That's what we're trying to introduce over here. So I'm going to say, so calling out the warning essentially is effectively the same thing as getting back up. So therefore, even if Shimon doesn't heed the warning and Shimon falls, Reuven is still Potter. Incredible. So I'm going to say, let's analyze a bit more. Amar Rava. So you will say, let's go back to the case of the three people, right? So Reuven falls, then ultimately again, Shimon falls over him. Then ultimately again, obviously Shimon fell, and now Levi trips or Levi falls over Shimon. So we'll say, so what did the Mishnah say? What did the Raisa say? The Raisa said, right, one is chayiv for two is chayiv for three. So what's the halacha? So now let's analyze. Amar Rava, Rishon chayiv b'niske sheni bein b'niske gufo, bein b'niske mamono. So we'll say, the way we're going to translate this phrase for now is as follows. We're going to reframe it in just a little bit. But when we say the first Reuven, right, when we say guy number one is liable, what is he liable for? He's liable, I will say, for damages he performed, damages caused by his body, and damages caused by his property. And I was about to say, watch this. Reuven is walking, and Reuven is holding a package, a bundle. So now Reuven falls, trips, and now Shimon trips over Reuven. So there are two different ways that Shimon can be damaged by Reuven. Either A, Shimon trips over Reuven himself, in which case it's Reuven's body that's damaging Shimon, or the other possibility is Shimon trips over Reuven's Masa, his package. So Rava says over here, Reuven is going to be liable whether he damages Reuven with his body, with Reuven's body, or with Reuven's property. Okay? So the Gemara says, Sheni chayiv b'niske shlishi b'niske gufo. Ooh, watch this. Shimon, however, is only going to be chayiv to damages for Levi for what? If Levi trips over Shimon's person, trips over his body. But if Levi trips over Shimon's package, then Shimon will not be chayiv. Why not? I will say why not? Then remember again, I will say, in general, what is the package considered in halacha? What is the package considered? Bar. Now watch this. So essentially what we're saying is like this. When Reuven trips and falls, so if Shimon is injured either by tripping over Reuven's body or by Reuven's property, Reuven's guf or his bar, so Reuven's going to be chayiv. So now when Levi falls over Shimon, so if Levi is injured by Shimon's body, trips over Shimon's body, Shimon will be chayiv. But if Levi trips over Shimon's package, his bar, Shimon will not be chayiv. Right? Now why not? Now watch this. Mimar Avshach. So the Gemara says, Avalovski Mamor. Mimar Avshach. If you hold that tripping is negligent, So Shemi Nami Lechayiv. I don't understand that the second one should also be Chayiv. Levi should also be Chayiv. Inis Kala Posheo. And if tripping is not Posheo, Afilo Rishon Nami Lipater, then ultimately even Ruvin should be Pater. Shavuot says, so what's going on over here? So the Gemara says, Rishon Vadai Posheo. So I will say, the way we're looking at this now is Rishon, Ruvain is definitely a Poshea. Everyone's going with the idea, Niskal is Poshea. Tripping, ultimately again, is negligent. So I will say, now watch this. So Rishon Posheahu, all right, fine. Sheni, listen to this, I will say. Agufo Mechayim, the Habile Lamod Velo Amad. So I will say, listen to this. So watch, let's just play this out. Ruvain, right, I will say, in this case, everybody's walking with a package. So Ruvain trips and falls down. So we'll say, so first of all, number one, the Gemara is saying, we're treating Niskal like Poshea. We're treating tripping like negligence. So then we'll say, Ruvain falls down. Now we'll say, now remember, therefore, Ruvain has created two obstacles, right? One, his guf, his body, that'll become Niske Gufo. And he's also created what? A bar. He's created a bar. His package is now a bar. So now we'll say, now watch this. Now Shimon trips over that. Now whether Shimon trips over Ruvain's body or Shimon trips over Ruvain's package, there's still going to be liability for Ruvain. Fine. Then I will say, now what about Shimon? Now I will say, now Shimon's down and out, right? Shimon's lying on the ground, and so is his package. Shani, now I will say, now Levi trips over Shimon. So watch this. Shani agufo mechayev dahavele la'amon v'lo amar. So I will say, 31b, second line. So I will say, so Levi's going to be chayev, sorry, Shimon's going to be chayiv if Levi trips over him. Why? Because Shimon should have what? Gotten back up. However, a mamono pater, but Shimon will be pater if Levi trips over his package. Why? Darmale, haibira lav ana karise. Incredible. Shimon says, Levi, if you trip over my package, I'm so sorry, but I'm not liable for that. It's not my bar. Why is it not my bar? I didn't create it. Who created the bar? Ruvain. So incredible, was it, right? So in other words, so when Levi, guy number three, trips over Shimon, guy number two, say if he trips over Shimon's body, then ultimately, again, Shimon will be liable, right? Shimon will be liable. Why? Ultimately, again, Shimon should have gotten back up. But if Levi, guy number three, trips over Shimon, guy number two's package, his bar, Shimon can say, there's no liability, I didn't create that bar. I didn't create that. The bar was actually created by Ruvain. And because I didn't create the bar, I shouldn't be liable for damages committed by a bar that I did not create. Great case. So let's analyze this. Kulon chayavan amniske gufan upeturin amniske mamonan. Here's the final side. There's another follow-up brisa, seemingly on the same case. So just to understand how this has happened over here, right? So let's, before we go on to this, so remember again, when Ruvain falls, so we're going with the idea over here that Niskal Poshea, that ultimately, again, tripping is considered to be an act of negligence. And therefore, Aloha Lamaisa, Ruvain is going to be Chayev if Shimon trips over his body or Shimon trips over his package. His body, that's Niske Gufo. His package is bar. His bar. But when Shimon falls down, so now, again, Shimon should have gotten back up. If Levi now goes ahead and trips over Shimon himself, then Shimon will be liable for damages done through his body to Levi. But if Levi trips over Shimon's package, then ultimately, again, in that case, Shimon will not be chayiv. Why? Because halach l'maisa, that's bar, and Shimon didn't create that bar. Okay, so now, meisvei, reizik kasha, kulon chayavan al niske gufon, upetur al niske mamonon. So we'll see, here's the problem. Follow up on that Mishnah. Follow up on that price, on that previous case. What does it say? It says ultimately, again, all of these cases, and I will say all of these cases is Ruvain, Shimon, and Levi. I mean, there's no liability for Levi, but Ruvain and Shimon. Kulon chayavan al niske gufon, all of them are liable for damages that they caused with their body, will be turned on this schema monon, but they are pater for any damages caused by their property, by their bar. My love, afilu rishon. Rebbe will say, does this not say that even Ruvain is only chayiv if Shimon is damaged by tripping over his body? But Ruvain is not going to be chayiv ultimately again if Shimon trips over his package, I niske bar. Lo, lebar mirishon. No. What it means is except for Ruvain. Ruvain, Rebbe will say, is going to be the guy who's going to be chayiv both for damages done through his body and through his package. But any subsequent people in the pileup, ultimately, again, will only be responsible for damages caused by their body, but not damages caused by their package. See, mercy, 1 second. That's not what it says. It says kulam. It says everyone. We'll say everyone usually means everyone. Amrav Adavar Ava, kulan hanizakim. It means Rabosai, all of the people who are damaged. And then Rabosai, Reuven's not damaged over here, right? Reuven's a damager. So what it means is any of the subsequent victims of the pileup. So it's Shimon, it's Levi, and as long as the case list goes growing, but not Reuven. Reuven is the one person in this whole mix who will be chayev both for damages done through his body as well as through his property. So the Gemara says, "Hi, Mai." So what does this mean? If you say that ultimately, again, the safe is coming to exclude even Reuven from damages of the bar, hainu diktani kulon, then kulon makes sense. Eli amrit lebar mirishon, my kulon. I don't understand, but I said we're hung up on the word kulon. It says kulon, everyone involved in this is only chayiv for damages done by their body, but not for damages done by their property. So kulon means everyone, which includes Reuven. And if it doesn't mean Reuven, listni hanizokim, then instead of saying kulon, just say what? All of those who are damaged. All those who are damaged. Ela amarava, rishon chayiv, bein biniske gufo desheni, bein biniske mamono desheni. We'll say, here we go. Rather, you have to say like this. Reuven, we'll say, is going to be chayiv, ultimately, again, for all damages. All damages, right? Whether damage is caused by his body or damage is caused by his property. V'sheni, chayiv biniske shlishi, biniske gufo, avalo biniske mamono. So we'll say, ultimately, again, halacha lemaisa, watch this. So now, number two, Shimon will be chayiv for any bodily damages caused ultimately again to Levi, but ultimately again, not for any damage to property of Levi. My taima. Now we'll say, now why is that? The havile bar. Because remember again, I will say, because at most, we'll say, now we're switching it around a little bit over here. Now what we're switching it to, I will say, is when Reuven falls down, any subsequent damages that Reuven does to Shimon, Reuven will be chayiv whether he damages Shimon's person or Shimon's property. Now, when Shimon falls down, Shimon will be responsible for any bodily damage caused to Levi, but will not be chayiv for any type of monetary damage caused to Levi. Why not? My taima, the havilei bar. Because ultimately, Gana Bosai, because Shimon and his property become a bar, v'lomatzini bar shechayiv ba'asakeli. And Bosai, we generally remember again, one of the halachos, interesting halachos of bar is only chayiv for, see, let me say differently, bar is not chayiv for Caleb. Right, if my bar damages someone's utensils, there's no liability for that. So therefore, again, Abbas Fatimar is now suggesting is that when Shimon falls down, he has a status of bar, or is part of the status of bar, and therefore, again, when Levi is damaged, any damage done to Levi's body, Shimon will be chayiv for. But any damage done to Levi's property, Shimon will not be chayiv for, because there's no liability for kelim through bar damage. So that's fine. According to the Amar, called Takala Baru. Shmuel says about say any obstacle has the status of bar. El Rav do Amar iafkrei in ilo lo ma'ikel neimar. So I say here's the problem. According to Rav, the only definition of bar Rabbi say is what? Something that you create and then you make hefker, and then you make hefker. But Rabbi say if you don't make it hefker, then what? It's not bar. If that's the case, then this can't be a case of bar. To which the Amar says you're right. You're right. Scratch that. The olam kid the Amar me'ikara. So Rabbi say, ultimately, again, let's go back to Rabbi say our original interpretation. What was our original interpretation? Our original interpretation is Reuven is chayiv, whether his body causes damage to Shimon, or ultimately, again, his property causes damage to Shimon. Shimon will be chayiv if his body does damage to Levi, but not if his property does damage to Levi. Why? Why? Because what could Shimon say? I didn't create this bar. Why should I have liability for this bar? So I'll say, but what was our problem? Well, why did we scrap that? Why did we scrap that interpretation? Why? Because I'll say, we had a second line in the Brisa. What did the second line in the Brisa say? Second line said, Kulon chayovin al miske gufan upitur miske mamonon. Because the end of the Brisa read, all of them sounds like Reuven and Shimon, are chayiv for damage done by their body, but are not chayiv for damage done by their property. That's so Rabbi said, we didn't know what to do with that phrase. So the Gemara says, Kashlon, kulon chayovin, tir gemara vade bar miyumi kamei dravino, shehusku kelim bekelim. Oh, interesting. Interesting. So we'll say, what's the case over here? The case, the way to set it up is, we'll say, is that ultimately, again, we're talking about a case of not a bodily damage, but rather, again, where let's say the utensils of Reuven ended up causing damage to the utensils of Shimon. Right? And the utensils of Shimon ended up causing damage to the utensils of Reuben. So we'll say, so in that case, ultimately again, what's the halacha? We'll say, so now, this is not a case of Adam HaMazik, but rather it's a case of Bar HaMazik. So the case over here is somehow Reuben's utensils. Take a look at... Okay, fine. We'll just say it outside. So let me say again, we thought we were talking about a case of bodily damage, right? One body inflicting damage upon another body. It turns out that's not the case. Reuven trips, and what happens? Reuven's utensils ultimately cause the breakage of Shimon's utensils. And Shimon's utensils end up causing the breakage of Levi's utensils. So we'll say, when it's utensils causing damage, we'll say, what is that? That's bar. So really, this is all a case of bar. So in a case of bar, I will say, what's the halacha? Remember, we've seen this quoted many times, though we haven't learned sugi of bar yet. We've seen this many, which is that bar, I will say, only chayiv for Adam and Behema. You're chayiv for damages done to a person, damages done to livestock. What are you not chayiv for? Kalim. You're not chayiv for utensils. We'll say, special gzeres hakasav kalim. So as I trip, my utensils fall into someone's bar and break. There's no liability for that. Why? We have to see. So the Gemara, listen to this. Amr, so we'll say, therefore, if that's the case, then the Braisa makes sense. Then what the Braisa was saying was, the only time Reuven will be chayiv for Shimon is in a case of where? Is if somehow Reuven's utensils cause damage to Shimon's body, his person. But if they cause damage to Shimon's utensils, then ultimately it's a case of bar is not chayiv for utensils. Same thing with Shimon to Levi. Amr, Mar. So we'll say, now we'll say, so fine. So we'll say, so now we have finally understood the case. The pile-up case. So in the pile-up case, I will say, so remember, what we have going for us over here is that halacha l'maisa, we've now just totally, essentially what we've done is, we took what we thought was a very expansive case, and we just made it very narrow. So essentially, it's a case of bar. So in the pile-up case of bar, you're only chayiv ultimately again for Adam, not chayiv for Kalim. Let's finish off. Amr Mar, imachmas rishon naflo rishon chayiv b'nesgei kol. And I will say, now remember again, what did the Mishnah say? The way the Mishnah ended off is, if it's clear that the entire pile-up is caused because of number one, then number one is chayiv for all the damages, all the subsequent damages. So let's analyze this. So the Gemara says, good. Machmas Rishon Hechi Nafa. What's the case? And I will say, so in this case over here, what we're saying is like this. There's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So again, normally what we said is, Reuven trips and falls down. Shimon falls over Reuven, right? And Levi falls over Shimon. So what we were saying before was, is Reuven's going to be chayiv for Shimon. Shimon's going to be chayiv for Levi, and the list keeps going. However, the Gemara says, if it's clear that everyone is falling because of Reuven, then Reuven is chayiv for all of them. What's the case where it's clear that Reuven is chayiv for all of them? So watch this. The Gemara says, Papa Amar, de paska la'arche kishalda, where Reuven is strewn across the road like a carcass. Rav Zvid Amar, kichutra de siyumta, like a blind man's walking stick. So essentially, what's the case? The case is where Reuven essentially is sprawled out across the width of the path. So in that case, I would say what you could have is multiple people simultaneously tripping over Reuven. By the way, no one even stops to ask how Reuven is doing, right? And all of this, right? So I would say, so that would be the case. That would be the case where again, it's obvious. In that case, everyone is falling because of Reuven. So you could have multiple damaged parties, but all of them are falling as a result of Reuven. In that case, halacha l'maisa, and Reuven will be liable for everyone. I will say, let's just tie this up, halacha l'maisa, because this is a really interesting case. Here we go. Good. Let's start. Okay. All right. Let's go. Ready? Let's do this. Okay, Rambam. Hilchos Niske Maman. I should have really sent this out to you on the chat, but then you would check your email as well, so I'm not going to do that. All right, Hilchos Niske Maman. All right, Haperek Yud Gimel. Listen to this. Shnei Kadarin Shalem Halkin Bezerach Ze'achar Ze'ach. So we start out. Let's just go through the cases. Two guys, Reuven and Shimon, both potters carrying their stuff. Viniskal Arishon, Menafal Viniskal Hashem Arishon. Reuven trips, Shimon trips over Reuven. Good. So here we go. Imhayel Arishon Lamor Velo Amad Chayev Harishon Viniske Sheni Afapishu Anus Pishas Nefila Eino Anus Piusamuta Baderech Vahariu Yachol Lamor. So I will say, here it is. First of all, just a backdrop to all of this. We paskin like the Rabbanan and not like Ramir. This is very important. By the way, there's still Baba Kama notebooks if anyone wants. These are yisodos to make sure you're keeping track of. We paskin like the Rabbanos, like the Rabbanos, like the Rabbanan, right? Niskal eno poshea. It is not negligent to trip. It is not negligent to trip. Again, it can be shogi, it could be onis, depending on the situation. So I will say, so therefore again, Reuven's walking, he trips, he falls down, Shimon trips and falls on top of him. What's the halacha? So I will say, so the Rambam says, it depends. It depends. If, so first of all, number one, the act of tripping is not negligent. If Reuven had the ability to get back up, and he didn't do so, and he didn't do so, and then Shimon fell over him, then Enachinami, Reuven is going to be liable. However, says the Rambam, but if Reuven didn't have the ability to get back up, and Shimon went ahead and tripped over him, then in that case again Reuven would be pater. So we'll say, so that's how you pass halacha l'maisa. So number one, niskal is not poshea. Number two, if you fall down, like we said, halachically and dashkafically, there is no liability for falling down. There is liability, however, for what? Not getting back up. So if you had the opportunity to get back up, Reuven, and you didn't do so, and Shimon trips over you, then you'll be chayiv. But if for argument's sake you didn't have the ability to get back up, then enachinami again, and Shimon jumps, falls over you, you would not be liable. Next, I will say, okay? So I will say, let's go with the case. Now, I'm sorry. Good, fine. So I will say, so now listen to this. All right, one more piece. In this case, this is actually an incredible line. So let's say this case, right? Reuven falls, and now again, let's say he doesn't have enough time to get back up. He's unable to get back up. So Shimon trips over him. What's the halacha? Potter. Now, what about the fact? Okay, you couldn't get back up, but what could you have done? Warn him. Look at what the Rambam says. Vim lo haya lo la'amod potter. Now, I'll say, if you didn't have the chance to get up, right, you're still potter, even though you didn't call out a warning. Why? Because I will say, if Reuven fell down, right, it's tremendous. I will say, if I have like a bad fall, like it's pretty overwhelming. It's also in Rishus HaRabim. We don't fault Reuven for not calling out to someone else. Right? Why? Because Reuven is a little bit preoccupied with what's going on with him, and therefore perhaps he didn't have the presence of mind to call out to Shimon. So bottom line, we don't really take into account this calling out. Rather, what it comes down to is, do you have the ability to get up or not? That's really what it comes down to. If you have the ability to get up and you don't, there's liability. You don't have the ability to get up, ultimately no liability. Okay, get ready. You thought we were done. Listen to this. We'll say, now, the shaila is, let's go with the case where Reuven fell down, had the ability to get back up, but didn't. Now Shimon falls over him, and what? There's liability. What's the shaila? What kind of liability are we talking about? What kind of liability is there? Reuven only has liability for damage done to Shimon's body, right? But not for damage done to what? Shimon's property. Why not? Because Reuven and his stuff, we'll say, what are they? They're a bar. When Shimon is damaged through Reuven's bar, and therefore, again, that liability only extends to personal damages, does not extend to damage to property. Incredible, incredible. All right, then we'll say one last piece. Here we go. Hachadar v'az dagogin. This is all halachas ches, tes, and yud. Here we go. Last case. Last case is the pile up. Hakadon vazagogin kiyotzei b'ayin shahayu mehalchem zachar zeh. V'niskal arishon v'nafal v'niskal sheni b'rishon v'ashishi b'sheni v'cholachem v'yesh olam v'lo olad. So we'll say, now watch this. Pile up case. So now pile up case, we're going to say first version of the pile up case is everyone had the ability to get up, but they didn't do so. Right, because we'll say, obviously, as we established before, if you fall down and you can't help, I've fallen down and I can't get up. Right, so we'll say, so what's talacha? No liability in that case. Right, because remember again, we paskin, niskal is not poshea. You're not negligent when you fall. So therefore, when you fall down again, it's ones. If you can't get back up, it's still ones. So there's no liability in that situation. So I was saying the pileup case has to be a situation where you fell down, you could get back up, but you didn't. So now what's the halacha? Harishon chay beniske gufo shel sheni ben shehuzak begufo shel rishon hamutal ba'aretz ben shehuzak b'masal. So we'll say Ruvain, ultimately, again, we'll say is going to be chayiv for damages done to Shimon. Right? But remember, we'll say, what kind of damages? Bodily. Only bodily damages. Not damage to property. But Ruvain is going to be chayiv, ultimately, again, through damage to Shimon, whether Ruvain's person or property damaged Shimon. Okay? Now watch this. Vasheni, chayiv biniske gufo shel shlishi, im huzak begufo shel sheni. Aval im huzak b'masol shel sheni shenafa pater. Rabbi say, but watch this. Shimon, when he damages Levi, is only going to be chayiv if Levi gets damaged through the person of Shimon by tripping on his body. But if Levi trips on the package of Shimon, then what? Shimon will be pater. Why? Shahari omer lo asheni barzeh shumasai ein hani hakora oso. I did not create this bar. Sharishon hipil ashini maso v'mesiru zeze kulan peturin. But halacha l'maaseh, if they warned each other, ultimately again, then all of them will be patur. So Rabbi say, the Rambam does throw in warning over here. So what warning does do is, warning does absolve from liability. It's actually interesting. So Rabbi say, so if we kind of pull this all together, here's what we have. Number one, niskal eno posheya. Tripping, there's no liability. If you trip, you fall down and someone else trips over you and gets damaged. Should I say, what's the halacha? It depends. What does it depend on? Did you have the ability to get back up or not? If you had the ability to get back up but you didn't, you are chayiv. Technically speaking, how could you absolve yourself of liability if you could have gotten back up? By calling out the warning. But if you didn't get back up and didn't call out a warning, there's liability. If you could not get back up, then what? Then you are potter. Even in cases where there is liability, what is your liability capped at? Liability is only capped at, or is capped at, personal damages. But damages to property, ultimately, again, you will not be responsible for. Why? Because I must say, all of this represents bar damages. And bar damages don't exist by property. Incredible, I must say. So now we've seen the sugya. Both. Halacha l'maisa, hashkafa l'maisa. What a day. What a day. We'll stop here. We'll start with Mishnah Meretz Hashem tomorrow. Tremendous Shkayach. All right, I'll say, everyone, Zoom, have a great day, everyone.